TheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Look at that. I totally succeeded, and I didn't ask for help or yell or anything.
Congrats.
Did you notice what
You're
I did with those alerts?
Now.
That we keep yelling about the alerts? I just dragged them to the corner, and they've been no problem.
Well, an alert popped up here earlier.
Oh, I don't freaking know.
What did it say?
Wow. I don't remember. Something Apple.
Do a break show. Go.
Okay,
we don't have time.
Can I have your cable puke? Break show for episode 303. What, Andrew?
Never mind.
What?
Are we recording?
Started a break show. Never mind. I was trying to say before you started.
Oh, no. I just said break show. There's no way I could ever say that word again.
Okay. Guess not. I could do Tesla conspiracy if we got nothing else to talk about. So that's last priority, I guess.
It's run by Nazis.
What does puke have to talk about?
Nothing.
Shit.
It's based on Nazi technology. Police. Fuck the police. I like that. That's right up my alley. Got too many of them fuckers here.
Break show for episode 303. Hey, Conan, what's up?
Woohoo! Yeah!
What do you think about the flippening? Is it happening?
Is that like the fappening?
Yes, only with Bitcoin Cash.
Nick masturbates to Bitcoin Cash a lot.
I think, you know what, whenever the first flippening happened, what did they call it? The schism?
Fork.
The fork?
The fuck.
I pulled all my money out of Coinbase.
Uh-huh.
And it's all on a virtual wallet now, safe and sound. And then it just, nothing really happened anyways, right?
Well, this weekend has been pretty hectic. A lot of people have moved value from Bitcoin over to Bitcoin Cash, the forked version.
And why is that? Like, because Bitcoin's going up, wasn't it?
The theory as to why it happened is that a man who owns a lot of Bitcoin Cash and wants it to succeed, named Roger Ver, has had his minions pump it, meaning they buy up a lot so it makes it look like it's going up so that more people buy into it.
Uh-huh. And then he cashes out?
Right.
Oh.
So last night before I fell asleep, it spiked to about 2,400.
What?
Per Bitcoin Cash.
It was like 1,600 last night or something yesterday.
It is now 1,200 per Bitcoin Cash.
What?
So it's,
Jesus.
It spiked and then halved. And then Bitcoin's down to probably 6,100 or something. But you guys aren't following this?
I'm not really into Bitcoin. I have a lot of them.
But, okay.
If
you have a lot of them, why are you working for the post?
Because I'm waiting for them to be $1 million each.
All right.
Then I'm going to cash out.
All right.
But I have more faith in Bitcoin than I do the Federal Reserve note. That's for sure.
Okay.
That shit's not going anywhere except downtown Jackie Brown one of these days.
All right, so we got this guy in town. His name is Will, and his title is Imam, right?
I've only heard him on Free Talk Live. He calls in occasionally.
Right.
Back in the day when I was on a regular basis. He seems like a nice guy. He's country. I'm from the country, from the South. I like that. His wife's kind of hot. He's got a shit ton of kids, man. He's got like, there's like a whole dozen kids.
Is there? Okay.
Maybe I don't know if they're all his or maybe they're from, I don't know. But he looks like he's a happy guy. That's all I know. That's all I know about him.
Muslims don't like the condoms. That's what you're saying?
It's probably against their religion.
So he gets real mad because...
By the Catholics.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. He gets real mad because...
Man, speaking of... Yeah, when I'm raking leaves, there's always condoms outside.
What?
And wrappers. Because
condoms out of your house or...
No, there were just wrappers outside.
It's not like there's an alley next door.
I get
where
the highway
really
trash.
Can,
yeah,
well, who the fuck's driving down a highway and they got to fucking chuck a condom out the window?
Know.
That's bizarre.
Well, hold on now. So I brought up the point that the 14-year-old he picked up was a prostitute.
Okay.
It might actually be. You know what? You know what he lives right across from?
The river.
The storage units. There's a prostitute ring in there.
No.
They live in the storage unit?
No, they don't live in it. They fuck in it.
That's an interesting theory. That's going to be chilly this time of
year. Well, you'll put a heater in one. Some of them have electricity.
Okay.
So you run a heater in there. And you know what? I'm in the wrong business.
You might be.
Yeah.
Get your pimping on.
So that's why she didn't have a phone, because it was in the car of the person she was with. He, for whatever reason, was not happy with the service.
And threw that condom out the window.
Not just a condom, but her with it.
Oh, yeah.
Her phone is there on the dashboard. Right on top of the dashboard. And then what is Nick getting? Sloppy seconds. He's got to pick up.
He's got to pick up all these
condom wrappers.
I didn't do
anything. I was just being a nice man.
Exactly. And you're always going to get taken advantage of. Like,
I wasn't
you're the
taking
nice
advantage.
Guy.
Yes, I just went for a ride.
And didn't get nothing out of it.
What? You're so gross.
I am just, no.
You think every man should just be paid for any service?
I'm being realistic.
In a peen touch?
Yeah, you just pull a Harvey Weinstein
and masturbate while you're driving. What man-woman relationship out there isn't a form of take and give, give and take.
Yeah, but not from someone you picked up on the street to be nice.
Hey, taking advantage of them. That's all I'm saying.
Wow,
you got to step up. You got to be the caveman every now and
then. Jesus Christ, you go on Reddit too much.
Hey, I don't. Anyways, the ladies like that shit.
So you're talking about Bitcoin or something? What the fuck was going on?
No. So Will is opening this mosque.
Now, how am I going to watch this video?
He wants to put a sign up. You're not going to watch it. You're going to listen to it, just like the listeners.
We just have to hear it.
He walks into the city hall.
Okay.
And we're not going to play the whole video, obviously, but he starts yelling at them about how...
I'm assuming he's recording.
Someone's recording.
Okay.
Which is probably, you know, the guy.
The Keniacs always come in.
The Keniac, yeah.
They look like they are on Reddit too much, too. But
I don't know anything about Reddit.
Bill put at 659 Marlboro that opens on November the 18th, and there will be a sign that advertises that we are there. Okay. If it's a First Amendment, if the city wants a First Amendment lawsuit, that's fine with me.
I'm not an attorney, okay? I can tell you from the code enforcement and zoning point of view what needs to be done.
Okay.
If you want to challenge those decisions, you can talk to my boss, John.
Is there a single piece of paperwork that I can fill out right now and that would be done with this?
No.
Then what?
It won't happen that quick.
Okay.
He looks like he just jumped off a tractor.
Yay, Liberty!
He's got his hat. He's got his beard.
Okay.
You know, I'm actually really glad he's done this because I've been saying this for years. It is a First Amendment fallacy that they can't create this ordinance with all of these stipulations preventing folk from doing what they want to do.
Especially when people
comply with it. But
okay,
especially when you start throwing in the ordinance fees, the permit fees.
Oh yeah.
And before you know it, you're paying hundreds of dollars for a stupid sign that you have to comply with.
Yeah.
You know, because the big wigs in Keene want to have nice quaint signs that aren't too big and there's no lights on them and da da.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a puke in the gang sign on my yard.
Ooh, right on the highway.
But this guy. But now, if it was like a business, yeah, I can see the Keen, you know, trying to take these guys as far as they can go.
Okay.
But this guy's running a church.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what? He has
special power now.
What did the other churches do?
And not only is it a church, but it is a Muslim church.
You're on this guy's side?
Yes, I am actually.
Oh no!
Oh my God, he's in a brick building covered in cat poop.
I don't think there's much brick, maybe a brick foundation. So it's worse.
The walls are all brick.
But this guy, by the way, this guy, he said he's not an attorney. All he knows is what he knows. You have to fill these paperwork out. You have to pay these permit fees. They're going to lose. They're going to lose just like they lost against the Robin Hooders.
Maybe.
And guess who's going to be paying for it?
Whoever sues.
Whoever lives in Keene. The taxpayers of Keene are going to be paying for this bullshit.
Mm.
But it might set precedent that future businesses and
churches,
churches and whatnots can just put whatever signs they want out. So I think this is a good thing.
All right, let's skip ahead.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
State of New Hampshire building code.
So I have to sue the state of New Hampshire.
Well, no, the question is, what are they going to do?
Go ahead.
You know, he's not saying what he's going to do.
Gee, whose voice could that be?
Sorry.
I don't know what the city's going to do right now, and I'm not going to go down that road at this point.
Well, let's see. Generally,
the city attorney's office.
Downstairs, third floor.
All right, so they go to the next scene. They go to the downstairs office.
Mullins or Mullers.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
Only this time he's following
him. Long and not missed.
The lady who works for Keene says, oh, you again.
Yeah, fuck. Is that the city manager, the new one?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think that's the new city manager, the one who's making $140,000 a year.
Why would the city manager be in the attorney's office? The city manager usually keep them upstairs.
No, she's all over the building. Hold on, let me get a good look at her.
Oh.
Play it.
I'm opening the new mosque at 659 Marlboro
Street. No,
it's not. Okay.
And the upstairs folks just blocked our sign permit. They said we were supposed to ask for some other permission of some kind from you guys.
Okay.
I'm here to find out time constraints and whether or not we're just going to move forward and... hopefully you guys act in legal action and then I can sue for First Amendment infringement.
Okay.
He's doing all the things that new activists do. They boastfully.
Yeah.
They say, I'm going to do my thing without whether or not you want to come in and raid me. Like they act all dramatic. Right?
Well, I mean, this is what I'm saying in my head. And by the way, I'm not the guy going down and playing the beer pong or whatever in the Central Square, and you know, wearing my hat in the courthouse. But this is something that it touches me deeply, because basically what they're saying is, hey, I don't care if you own the property.
Uh-huh.
You've got to fucking do what we say.
Yeah.
And you know what? The property rights issue is, it really does touch me deeply.
Unfortunately, your poster child is a fake Muslim, so what do we do?
I don't know if he's fake. Wait. How do you define fake? If he follows all the rules, he's married to one, he's got Muslim kids, he's fucking following all the rules.
His mosque is built of brick with cat poop.
that makes you a fake?
He's a fake Muslim. Puke in the gang said it first. Spread it around.
Okay.
We're anti-Will Coley, and I hope he burns in Abu Dhabi.
Is that the hell version of...
I have no clue what Mordor. That word means.
He's going to be tied up all afternoon. So...
All right, we're going to skip ahead.
Name and your number.
Because something really funny happens.
You know what I just noticed? That big bowl of candy there on their desk?
Okay.
I definitely would have been walking out with that.
Just the bowl and everything?
I would have just poured it right down my pants. Fuck you, and I'll see you in court, candy pour. Yeah.
All right, they're still talking at the desk.
Okay.
Extra.
So we will have to look into it. Okay. So we look into it and we'll get back to you.
We plan to proceed.
I understand what you're saying.
Grand opening is November the 18th. It'll be announced in the newspaper, just like every other step so far has been announced in the local newspaper. So,
first of all,
that's a threat.
He thinks that being announced in the newspaper is like legal notice.
It's all right with me. I don't understand why these fuckers have legal precedence over deciding how he should and what he should do on his property.
I don't think they should either necessarily. I don't think they should either. Right? But if he doesn't really care, why is he in here being a dick? Just to put up the sign.
Because he said, is there a piece of paper I can sign to have this done with?
Right.
If his argument is that I shouldn't have to fill out a fucking piece of paper because it's my right as the property owner to put up a sign, why is he asking for a piece of paper? It's because he wants to go in there and make a fucking video with Ian Freeman.
Yes, I agree.
We're getting to the most important part.
Yes, I agree. He's making a point. I think this is all rhetorical. They already know the answer.
No, sure.
They already read the sign resolution. They know the answer already. They are just making a point.
My parents got divorced through the newspaper.
That is possible.
I missed that one.
Like, there has to be a legal notice. But the newspaper accounts because one
person couldn't serve him because she couldn't find him.
Well, the question is, so your mother knew he did not know. He found out through the newspaper?
No, he didn't give a shit. He never really found out.
He probably didn't read the newspaper either, like you.
No, he lived out of the country, and he didn't get the Butler Eagle.
And someone else sent it to him?
In Costa Rica. My friend found it. And then I told him.
And cut it out and put it in a letter and mailed it to him?
No, he sent me like a picture of it or something.
Framed it.
Oh, he should have. Yeah, that would have been cool.
Here we go.
If you're going to send a raiding party to raid our grand opening, it will be,
You don't really think we would do that.
Yes, they would.
I don't know what you would do. You're a government agency, so.
They hope they do that. What was that? You smell like alcohol?
All right, we'll go back. We'll play it again.
Wait, who said that? The woman he's talking to?
Yep.
Yeah, the clerk of Keith.
Who is she whispering to? To him?
She leans into him.
I don't know what you would do. You're a government agency, so.
Do you know you smell like alcohol?
I haven't drank in 11 years. Well,
Will Coley is a closet alcoholic.
Whoa, not a good Muslim.
Confirmed.
He's a big fat
fake Muslim who's been drinking. He can't leave his house without drinking and going to City Hall where he's called out on video and then they make a big deal and they write the article about how funny it is that he smells like alcohol.
Imam accused of being drunk by City of Keene bureaucrats.
If someone leaned into me and went, Nick, you smell you like you just ran a marathon. And I go, I haven't run all day. That is not a good thing. That is a bad thing. That is not funny. He's either an alcoholic or he smells like alcohol. Conan rebuttal. He's an asshole.
I don't know. He might smell a little musky.
Well,
he might be one of these fuckers that doesn't bathe.
Well, here's another possible angle is that the bureaucrat lady is just like fucking with him, like, you smell like alcohol, so obviously
you think
like
he smells. Look at him.
I think he probably smells like cat shit because he lives in the cat shit. Okay, is this, fucking, okay Muslim
replay it just a little bit. I want to hear his response. He's talking about I haven't had a drink in 11 years or something.
Yeah, we'll let it play.
Okay, well, while he's finding it, I think this could be a possibility, too. It's on camera. The woman knows it's on camera, right?
Yes.
So maybe she's just trying to whisper it so the camera doesn't hear? Because she whispered it. He amplified the audio, obviously, so you could hear it.
Because they think it's funny that she's so dumb. She's so dumb she smelled alcohol.
I think she's probably trying to say, like, do you know you smell like alcohol? Like, hey, you know, are you sure you want to do this? Nut job?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Or she might be she might be crafty like that.
I think she was being polite.
I think she might be crafty.
All right, well, let it play.
I think she's setting this guy up. Mm. Stay away from the ladies, is what it said. Especially the ones that have good jobs like this.
Oh, my God.
You don't really think we would do that?
I don't know what you would do. You're a government agency, so.
Do you know you smell like alcohol?
I haven't drank in 11 years.
Wow. He's a Muslim.
Funny.
Come on.
I'm Muslim. I'm an imam. I haven't drank in 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was in Afghanistan, there was definitely no alcohol anywhere that I could get from the fucking Muslims. So, yeah, that's not... I mean, just because you're a Muslim doesn't mean that...
What alcohol do Muslims drink? Like Russians, vodka, they're, Mexicans, tequila?
No. They're not allowed to, according to their religion.
Have a liquor.
In Afghanistan, it was vodka. All the Russians brought
the
vodka.
When we say Muslims, we're talking about dudes from that area.
Dudes from Muslims.
Islamicists are the...
Afghanis.
They're actually practicing.
Yeah. I mean, Afghanistan's a dry country. And you allegedly could be arrested or whatever for having alcohol or drinking it, but I guarantee fucking
they're all making it in their bathtub.
Probably. So, wow, interesting video.
That's the end of that.
What did you want from me?
This dog's looking that way, that dog's looking that way, and this guy's going, what do you want from me?
I'd like to point out that Free Keen no longer features my logo I designed like fucking 9 years ago.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder if that's a conscious choice.
No, nobody
asked for it.
It was even you.
I'm wondering when.
Yeah, probably. But
I'm wondering when my blog status is going to be brought down because I haven't blogged in, I don't know, 2 years, a year.
Oh, I could go look up and see what it says here from bloggers. Let's see here. Is your name on the list?
There I am.
Oh, shit.
Still there. I'm still on the original list.
I like how there's a bunch of people on here that have left Keen. So yeah, it's very interesting.
You mean the ones who came and burned bridges and hightailed?
Like, Christopher David. He's on there. That's a good name to associate yourself with, right?
Oh, no. Am I on?
Christopher
formers?
David, Boner Joe.
I think these are formers. I think you're under the wrong section.
It says inactive bloggers. Okay. So a lot of people that have left Keen no longer want to be associated with, possibly. I'm just speculating. But a couple people that have definitely left in anger. Rich Paul.
Conan's still active.
Yeah, I need to get that taken care of.
That's fine. That's why you lost.
That's what it is.
That's why I lost. Yeah, but you know what? I did not get any of that this year. No one was like, "Are you a Free Stater?"
This is a good thing though, because now I can put the Free Keen logo on my portfolio for graphic design, and nobody will associate.
That sounds like a stupid idea.
Yeah, that sounds like an awful idea.
But nobody will know what it means.
I would know.
Yeah, that's
in my
true.
Heart of hearts.
Conan's hiring a lot of graphic design.
Why would you
design?
Put something from 9 years ago in your portfolio at all?
I feel like the age doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It's
because Puke's better now than he was then.
True.
Sure, but...
True, I designed that shit on... I forget how I designed that, but it was like on GIMP.
All right, Conan, last comments on the fake Muslim Will Coley and his mosque.
I don't like how you're saying calling him a fake. if he was drinking...
Drunk Muslim.
If he really had alcohol, maybe it was 11 years ago, alcohol still in his beard.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah,
I didn't see him pray at all in that video.
Or maybe he had some. Maybe his beard oil had a little alcohol in it.
Yeah,
who knows?
He might be a mouthwash.
I don't care, but I do like how he's fighting the sign thing. I do agree that it is staged. I do agree that they already knew what the law said and what is involved. This was all an act. This is all to make a point. I'm not going to defend them in any other way. You know, they are doing this intentionally. However, it does speak to me when it comes to property rights.
Sure.
The whole fucking sign thing really pisses me off.
Next thing you know, he's going to have a couch.
Conan, I agree.
The couch.
I agree with Conan that there are issues that we have that we agree with. But then the problem is when we get poster boys that smell like alcohol.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to point out that the second article after this one that you were just playing, Nick, on Free Keen is the Schmitz, prominent anti-chalking haters, foreclosed on, leave trashed house. What is this, fucking TMZ for Keen?
It is very...
How is this fucking Liberty News? Like, who gives a shit? Yeah, they're fucking assholes. But, of course, written by a one Ian, you know.
I will say that these this family has gone above and beyond to smear.
Yeah, I'm sure they're pieces of shit, but it's like it doesn't make your. I don't feel like this makes you look like a good person. To be like, look at them, they're pieces of shit too.
Yeah, you've lowered yourself to their standards
exactly.
So this probably could have just not. This could have been.
This this just makes you look like
this is a no story right here.
A douche, yeah.
Boo!
Oh, boo! This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.